Hare Krishna. Don't equate impersonal language with impersonal reality. Sometimes in the Bhagavad Gita, we may see that there is certain usages that are seen as impersonal. So, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, 24th verse, it is stated that Brahma arpanam brahma vir brahma agnav brahmana ahutam brahmaivatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. So it is said Brahma arpanam brahmahavir. So the word Brahma comes so many times in this verse. Brahma arpanam brahmahavir brahma agnav brahmana ahutam. So twice it comes. Brahmaivatena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. So 6 times the word Brahma comes. Twice in A and B and once in C and D. Now, the word Brahma is usually used to refer to the impersonal absolute, the all-pervading spirit. So now, this Brahma, what does it refer to? Here basically it is said that in the process of yajna, we should offer to, in the process of yajna, the reality that is being referred to is Brahma. So now, what exactly is this Brahma reality? What is being referred to over here? When there is a talk about Brahma. To understand this, we need to move beyond the immediate conceptions that we are talking about to the immediate context of the immediate specific words of the Gita to the overall context. The Gita has a flow of thought and initially it moves from the body to the soul and from the soul it moves to the higher spiritual reality and ultimately to the highest spiritual reality. So we see that a similar sounding verse comes in the 9th chapter where the word Brahma is replaced by Aham. And the same context of Yajna is there, but in 9.16 Krishna says Aham Kraturaham Yajna Swadha Aham Aham Aushidham Mantro Aham Aham Evajyam Aham Agniraham Hotam. So, all the various components of yajna, aham kraturaham, yajna, swadhaham aham aushadham. So, the offering, the oblation, the fire, the person who is doing the offering, the spoon with which things are offered, the sacrificial altar, all these Krishna says, I am that. Mantro aham aham evajyam aham agniraham hotam. I am the fire, I am the oblation, the fire. So, what is this referring to? So that all-pervading spirit, which was earlier told as Brahman, is now revealed to be Krishna. So as the thought flow of the Gita moves forward, the revelation about the nature of spiritual reality becomes clearer and clearer. So if we stop reading the Gita in the 4th chapter itself, you may think that the all-pervading spiritual reality is impersonal, it is Brahma. But as we move forward in the Gita, we will understand that it is referring to a personal reality. So, for example, if we see a newspaper headline on the sports page, a force to be reckoned with. Now, a force to be reckoned with. Now, normally, the word force is used in an impersonal sense. But if you read it, it may be about, say, some cricketer, you know, some batsman who can single-handedly turn the direction of a match and be a winner for his team. So it is said that this particular batsman is a force to be reckoned with. So now a force is impersonal, but it is referring to a person. So while talking about some specific aspects, even a person may be used, may be addressed in impersonal terms. So we should not just look at the term, we have to look at the concept that is being addressed. Then we can understand what it is that is being talked about. So when we focus on the concept, then we can actually understand that although the Bhagavad Gita may use the word Brahma to refer to the absolute truth, but that absolute truth is actually not impersonal. Then impersonal terminology is used in a particular context when the absolute truth is not clear in the thought flow of the Gita at that particular stage. But as the thought flow moves forwards and the revelation of the absolute truth becomes clear, it is understood that the impersonal terminology also refers to the personal absolute, and this becomes clearest in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita and 12th verse when Arjuna declares about Krishna, Krishna, you are Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. So there Krishna refers to Arjuna, Arjuna refers to Krishna as Param Brahma. You are that absolute truth. That absolute truth is referred to Brahma. You are the highest, you are the highest Brahman. You are the supreme Brahman. You are the absolute truth who is manifested in various ways. And one manifestation of that is Brahman. But you are the original manifestation of that absolute truth. You are Param Brahma. So the impersonal language doesn't necessarily refer to a impersonal reality. It only points to a particular aspect of that reality, and that reality in the fullest understanding is transpersonal, is having transcendental personality, and that personality is Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.